Right now, it's time for Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
Welcome inside Armed American Radio's Daily Defense Studios. The following email, sender will remain anonymous for obvious reasons. You'll hear that in just a second. But it is titled Baltimore PD, and it comes to me from a listener and fan of the show in Minnesota. I want you to take a listen to this. Mark, I just had to reach out to you. I have listened to you for some time now, AM 1280, The Patriot in Minnesota, and I really enjoy it. I wanted to let you know that I am a police officer here in Minnesota, and I have a similar story to the one you mentioned on your show in regards to the school not allowing Baltimore PD to carry on campus. He continues, about 10 years ago, I was asked to do a talk to a kid's class for Public Safety Week. I told them, the school staff, that I would be happy to and that I would bring my squad SUV, pencils, coloring books, stickers for the kids. That was all good until I was told, I'm leaving some information out so I don't give anything away, that the principal didn't want me to bring my service weapon into the school. She wanted me to come in uniform, of course, but she wanted me to leave my pistol in the car or not bring it at all. I told her my service weapon is part of my uniform and I will not be doing anything police related without my service weapon. Long story short, they finally allowed me to wear my full uniform, duty belt, including my pistol, and all the other things I have on the belt. Isn't it amazing that some people would make such a ridiculous request? I know this would not surprise you, but wanted to share. Keep up the good work. And then he gives his name, which I will not do. But that is, when I got that email, that came in about 5:30 this morning. When I saw that, I just shook my head, man. I said, you know what? Much like being handed ton of material by those who hate our freedoms and hate our constitutional right to bear arms every day, sometimes it just gets handed to you. And I read that and I thought, I want to thank you, officer. I know who you are there. Thank you very much. And hopefully you'll come say hello to me in August at the Minnesota State Fair if you're not out protecting the fine folks of Minnesota. But if you can do that, that would be great. I'll be up there the last weekend of summer, last weekend in August, right before the Labor Day weekend. And I hope to see you there. But boy, that I'm not shocked. But this stuff, I saw that. I thought this is the show. This is the beginning of the radio program. Armed American Radio listeners need to hear that. Isn't that incredible? Sadly, no. I wish I could say it was. I wish I could say that. Because to me, I go back to my youth. I go back to my childhood and what I was taught about police officers and what police officers do and why they're there and that they protect us. They serve us. Have I had run-ins with pretty crappy, lousy cops in the past? I have. Yeah, I have. Here, I'll tell you a funny story. Oh, funny cop story. How about that? We go into this. So, emailer, officer, thank you so much. Please stay safe out there, and I hope to see you at the Minnesota State Fair. If you want to shoot me another email back letting me know that you heard this on 1280 The Patriot, I'd be more than happy to reach out to you. Maybe there's something we can do together as a team for the fine folks in Minnesota and the listeners up in your area. You never know. Maybe there's something that you want pushed or some program that you want us to talk about. I'd be more than happy to consider that. Let's do a cop story. A number of years ago, I mean a long time ago, when I was in college, I hitchhiked from Richmond, Virginia, from my home in Richmond, Virginia, to see my girlfriend in Hartford, Connecticut, in a little town named Simsbury, Connecticut, called Simsbury, Connecticut. I hitchhiked, and I didn't have a car at that time. I was 18 years old, and I had always had a car, but this car was being shared with three others. I didn't have one when I was at school, and my parents didn't want me to take the one car that we had, the kids, to take it up to Connecticut when all of us were using the car to get back and forth to work. And I was illegitimate, I guess. Then I didn't see it as legitimate. Of course, I do now as a parent. But I hitchhiked all the way up to Hartford, Connecticut. Let me tell you something, man. Whew. That's quite the walk from Richmond, Virginia. Well, what was worse was the walk back. We actually picked up two rides that got us to Connecticut. And in about the same amount of time, honestly, that it would have taken us if we had driven maybe an extra hour. We got dropped off outside New York City. We went the Tappan Zee Bridge route, which I guess is now down. I guess they took that bridge down. I don't know what they did. But we went that route to avoid going through the South Bronx and the George Washington Bridge. Unless we had a ride that took us all the way through, we weren't about to mess with that stuff. That's a mess. But the way back, took us about 3 days to get back. And a buddy of mine, Robert, and I went. And we had one nickel in our pocket. One nickel. We were flat broke. We're vagrants. We had a sign that said, what if we were your kids and a Virginia license plate? And we stretched out about 50 yards apart. We tried to stay under bridges in case the weather got bad, and it did a couple times, when a New Jersey state trooper pulled us off the road, pulled us over, got us up underneath the bridge, and kicked us off his highway. His highway. And I kind of thought that was funny. It reminded me of Cool Hand Luke, that it was his highway. And he vowed if he saw us on his highway again that we were going to go to jail. So fortunately, I knew somebody that lived in Wayne, New Jersey, because I used to live there. Some benefits of being all over the country, right? But I used to live in Wayne, New Jersey. So I had a buddy come pick me up. Thank God he was available. He picked me up and drove us farther down the Garden State Parkway, the Garden State Parkway, until we could get a ride out, which we eventually did. But it only took us just north of the Delaware Memorial Bridge, that second ride that we got. So long story short, that I guess it was two cops' stories in that particular deal, because he was kind of nasty to us. Get off my highway. Get off my lawn. This is my highway. That kind of thing. Completely unfriendly guy. Not a nice guy. But he's not supposed to be. I understand that. We weren't supposed to be out there. That's a violation of the law, to be out there on the interstate. The times were different back then, weren't they? They really were. When we finally got to Richmond, Virginia, we got dropped off by a guy who was very angry at his girlfriend and going to set things right. Never forget this guy. And he drove us all the way to the Powhite Parkway. Powhite Parkway? I forget how it's pronounced. Dropped us off. We were in Richmond. But we still had a ways to walk, and walk we did, until we got about 4 or 5 miles from my buddy Robert's house. It was a 7-Eleven there, and a police cruiser pulled in while we were sitting outside. Couldn't get a hold of his sister to come pick us up because she wasn't picking up the phone at home, and we didn't have cell phones back at the time. And the Richmond police officer pulled in. We told him, sir, we just walked all the way back from Connecticut. Can you give us a ride down the road to home? It's been a long 3 days. The officer looks at me, and he points over to his car door, and he says, what does that car door say right there, boy? I said, it says to protect and serve. He says, that's right. It doesn't say taxi cab. He got in his car with his coffee and his little donut and drove off and left us sitting there. It took us another 30 minutes before we could get a hold of Robert's sister, who would come and pick us up, and finally did. So I guess there were two cops in that story, but you know, cops do amazing work. And when I was a kid, I was taught to respect law enforcement and to respect the law and to respect the officers. Why on God's green earth would I ever be afraid of a police officer with a gun? I can't even imagine. We call police officers for help precisely because they come to us armed and prepared with the necessary tools to deal with whatever it is we're throwing at them as the general public, that for whatever reason we can't deal with or shouldn't deal with ourselves because it wouldn't be lawful to do so. So when I see an email like this, and this is not the only one I've gotten, this one was a little bit more specific, and they come in few and far between. But the mere fact that we get these emails is even insane to me. I cannot believe it, and that's because the Baltimore PD, we were talking about that story a couple months back, Baltimore PD not allowing guns in the schools. The whole thing is ludicrous. A cop without a gun is like the analogy. You might as well, if your gun's not loaded, you might as well be carrying a hammer to throw at somebody. It's that simple. If the cop doesn't have a gun, he's no different than you. But there are people out there who play politically correct games at the expense of the safety and security of their own children, other students, and their community. And this officer's email highlights that. And there's something I want to point out about this email. It's 10 years ago. It's 10 years ago. This predates Barack Obama's dopey beer summit. This predates Ferguson. This type of nonsense has been occurring for years. And I can promise you that this one, about 10 years ago, according to the emailer, to the officer in Minnesota, wasn't the first case. It is incredible. It truly is. So I thank this officer for his service, and yet all of you who are listening to this right now, if you have kids in school and you find out that there's a policy at your children's school that wants to disarm the very people we arm for the safety and security of our children and our community, do me, do my children, do your children, do your community a solid and make your voice heard. Please speak up to that principal. Say something, as this fine officer did. I will not attend any function at that school out of anything, anything related to my duties as a police officer in my unit. That gun is part of my uniform, as this fine officer did. That's the responsibility that you have to keep your community safe in the face of this politically satellite radio moment word garbage. Back after this. Hey, gun lovers, listen up. Did you enter to win your brand new gun from the USCCA yet? If not, what the heck are you waiting for? You're about to miss the deadline. The Gun A Day giveaway ends soon. You could get up to 17 chances to win your gun daily, but only if you act very fast. There's 17 Kimbers. It could be 17 Glock, 17 SIGs, or even 17 AR-15s. Just text the word ARM to 87222 to enter. That's ARMED to 87222. The official rules are right on the page. Text ARM to 87222 and reveal which gun you can take home today. But hurry, these free guns are not going to last long, and today's disappears at midnight tonight. The USCCA wants to get more guns into the hands of responsibly armed Americans like you. They're here to help train and protect the protectors. Don't miss your chance, because you can win a new gun every single day. Just text ARM, A-R-M-E-D, to 87222 right now to get entered. That's A-R-M-E-D to 87222.
You're in handcuffs. Your kids and spouse are crying as you're loaded into a cop car. But you did nothing wrong. How could this happen? You're the good guy. All you did was legally protect your family from an attacker. If you think this couldn't happen to you, think again. Fortunately, though, the United States Concealed Carry Association is there to protect you. Not only do they resolve these situations for their members, but they also prevent them from happening in the first place. With resources like their free guide, 6 Things You Didn't Know Would Happen When the Police Arrive. Learn what to say and what not to say in the aftermath of a self-defense incident. To get your free guide, 6 Things You Didn't Know Would Happen When the Police Arrive, just visit BeTheirProtector.com. That's BeTheirProtector.com. Don't wait until it's too late. Get your free guide today at BeTheirProtector.com.
From Crossbreed Holsters comes the Women's Appendix. With softer leather and smoother corners, the Women's Appendix holster was designed specifically with the female body in mind. This holster is intended for popular small firearms and has no cant, so it can be worn on the front side of the body. Featuring a crossbreed hand-molded pocket for a perfect fit, we ensure the Women's Appendix is your answer for any woman who wants to carry a small firearm in a front position. This versatile holster can be worn in the standard appendix or cross-draw fashion. Find your perfect fit today at crossbreedholsters.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and as you know, my passion is to help each and every one of you get the best sleep of your life. That's why I created my new Giza Dreams bed sheets. I started by using the world's best cotton called Giza. It's only grown in a region between the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River. It's ultra soft and breathable, but extremely durable. My Giza sheets also include full 21-inch wide pillowcases that will fit over any pillow and deep pocket sheets that will fit over any mattress. The first night you sleep on my sheets, you'll never want to sleep on anything else.
Hi, Mark Walters here. Let me tell you, my Pillow Dream Sheets, they're the real deal. They look good and they feel great, which means for me an even better night's sleep. Go to MyPillow.com, use the promo code AAR, or call 800-978-9358, and you will get 30% off plus free shipping. Use promo code AAR, 30% off and free shipping.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Hey there, gun lovers. Want to celebrate freedom at the number one destination for American gun owners? Just text EXPO to the number 87222 now for advanced tickets to the Concealed Carry Expo in Pittsburgh, May 17th through the 19th. You'll get exclusive access to new gear, a free live fire range, reality-based training simulator, and much, much more. But hurry, don't miss your limited-time discount and free Armed American t-shirt. Text the word EXPO to the number 87222 now. That's EXPO to the number 87222.
Right now, it's time for Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
Welcome back. Segment two. Let me say this. I didn't say this in the first segment, and I should have. Good Friday, Easter weekend. Happy Easter weekend to those of you who are celebrating this weekend. And the beginning of Passover, it's Holy Week. And those of you, I grew up born and raised Catholic, so I know all about it. And it's a Holy Week for sure. Friday today, Good Friday, also marks the start, as I said, of Passover. Passover begins today and ends the evening of Saturday, April 27th. So to all of my Jewish friends, and there are many, it's a heck of a week. This Sunday coming up, I'm going to give you a teaser right now. I'm giving everybody the day off. Easter Sunday, I'm giving everybody the day off. If you listen, except for me, I don't take days off. And the following weekend is my 10th anniversary. I've never missed a program. You've always gotten fresh content. We've had technical snafus like we did the other day on this show where we had to put a recording in. Or a previous interview was so good from The Daily Show, such as the Ann Coulter interview, that I chose to run it in the third hour. But you've gotten fresh new content on the Monster broadcast on Sundays every single weekend for 10 years. I'm very proud of that. That weekend is coming up. There are some big, big, big things getting ready to happen with Armed American Radio, and I want you to be sticking around and paying attention. And when I say big things, I mean off the hook, off the chain, very big things, every bit of it good. Let me take this opportunity, by the way, to let you know, give you a heads up. Grilling While Armed, the cookbook. Let me give you the full title of the book, Grilling While Armed, the top 20 recipes, how to get off the gas and become your neighborhood barbecue pit boss in one day. The handgun edition is in graphic design right now. The graphic artist has it. It is being formatted as we speak. All files are edited and complete. It is done. It is finito. Wait till you see it. I've got some of the mock-ups. I can't show them to you that yet, though, because they're not the final deals. However, it is done, and we're looking at a release date in about 4 weeks. So here's what I want you to do. Make sure to go, because this is fun stuff here. Grilling While Armed has been in the works for years. We've had these recipes put together for quite some time, and it all came together over the last few months, and we were able to really get serious about putting this thing down. We added another 10 recipes. There are 20. We were going to do top 10, but we have decided to go with 20 recipes, and we're going to pair it up. I give you a great barbecue recipe. We educate you a little bit about barbecue and smoking versus grilling, and this for the newbie or somebody that might have a gas cooker that says, man, you know what? Those guys are right, man. When I go to get barbecue, I don't go to a place that's got gas grills going. I go to a barbecue restaurant that's got smoke coming out the back. Ding, 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 right? So Grilling While Armed is being born as we speak right now in about 4 weeks. She'll be ready to rock and roll and available for you at Amazon and other outlets. We'll let you know as we get closer, of course. But the cookbook, it's about 160-some pages. So give or take, there's a lot of information in it. The recipes are just a part of it because George the Mad Ogre Hill pairs up the recipes with a great gun, and we learn a little bit about that firearm. So it's fun. It's a great read, and it's not just a cookbook but a fun read. Grilling While Armed, the top 20 recipes, how to get off the gas and become your neighborhood barbecue pit boss in one day, the handgun edition. The Facebook page, Grilling While Armed, make sure to get over to the Facebook page and like the page. Thousands of you do. But this is going to become more important because we're going to start swapping recipes. And I'm going to give you a hint. The handgun edition, that implies there's going to be another edition, right? Yeah, because George pairs up the handguns and some knives, some cutting implements in this particular edition. But the next one coming out is the rifle edition. And the rifle edition, which is already now in the works as well, will be giving you some deeper understanding and some championship techniques to some of the things that we've done in the original cookbook. This one's designed to get you off the gas and get you out there quickly, but an awful lot of fun. So happy Easter. Lots of big stuff coming to Armed American Radio over the course of the next year to 2 years. It's going to be huge. I mean, huge. And we'll start to be talking about that in the near future. Also, the Grilling While Armed cookbook. It's Easter week. Okay, let's go back. I got another email yesterday. We're taking it easy today in case you haven't figured that out. I get emails all the time about the triage. You know, I talk about triage all the time, about how stories just continually come at me, and that I can't keep up with everything, and it's difficult to do. It's overwhelming. I can't talk about everything I would like to discuss with you because there's so much out there. Let me give you just one rundown for today. Teen competes at shooting nationals for the second year in Michigan. In Wyoming, did you know that Evanston schools approve a concealed weapons policy again? Maybe I want to go there. That is on my triage list. National Rifle Association, ILA grassroots workshops that help protect your rights are going on in Oregon right now. Oregon, you are in big, big trouble out there with the left coming after your rights. If you can attend one of these workshops, by all means, do it. Let's go to Florida from Oregon. Bill allowing medical personnel to carry guns clears the House. Think about that. Legislation allowing medical personnel to carry guns when they are involved in tactical law enforcement duties was passed by the Florida House. The vote Wednesday, just 2 days ago, was 111-2 in favor of the bill. So I question, who were the two? Who the heck were the two that would vote against that? I get it. Oh, those are the same two that would prefer to see our cops disarmed in schools. They're out there. They're even in state legislatures, right? I don't know. Well, Polk County, Oregon, your leaders are voting in favor of making their county, your county, a gun sanctuary. That's in Oregon. We go one from Oregon to Florida back to Oregon. That's important because, as I just stated, Oregon is in deep, deep, deep trouble relative to the constitutional right to keep and bear arms. It's under vicious, vicious attack by a very radical left out of Portland that unfortunately is controlling the rest of that state. It's terrible what's happening there. Colorado, your governor signed a deadly red flag bill into law, 15th state to do so. That's news. You're also debating, and I guess what you're trying to do in Colorado now is there's a lot of questions about the quote-unquote red flag bill and a lot of bickering back and forth about that bill. And that fight is going to continue. Idaho, I see, this is fun stuff. Well, here's one for you. Taurus is adding a new caliber to their Raging Hunter lineup. That's fun stuff. I'd love to talk with the Mad Ogre about that. We'll go back to Oregon. A Salem man was acquitted in a 2016 fatal shooting of a homeless man near Wallace Marine Park. Oregon, you got a lot of news going on out there. It's interesting because that was a self-defense case. Arming teachers, back to Florida. Arming teachers brings contentious debate in the Florida Senate. It was a raucous debate. What did the Democrats do? They failed to strip language out of a Florida Senate school bill, thank God, a school safety bill, that would expand a law allowing some teachers to carry guns in school. And here's what they argued. On the floor of the state Senate in the state of Florida, they argued Wednesday that more guns in school would make them more dangerous. More guns in school would make them more dangerous, as opposed to what? Being unarmed when a lunatic walks in and throws lead downrange in any direction he or she chooses, unopposed? I mean, you cannot make this stuff up. This is just one of the areas that I was looking at today. There are 20 or 30 others. You go and you pick and you choose your fights. And I'm going to do just that. I'm going to pick and choose my fights. When we come back after this break, I'm going to take you to California, out west, the lefty coast. And I want to talk with you about why that judge issued the stay on the magazine ban to protect gun owners. We've been talking about the Honorable Roger T. Benitez, the judge out west, who threw out and found unconstitutional California's unconstitutional magazine limit capacity. When we come back, I'll explain it. Don't go away.
Imagine you're walking through a parking lot at dusk. You're with your children. As you approach your car, you see a large man closing in. Something seems wrong. Something is wrong. You calmly move in front of your kids and turn towards the attacker. Your mind flashes back to everything you've learned. The man is now 30 feet away. You don't make a move yet, but you can feel the weight of your 9mm on your hip. You hear yourself confidently issue the command, "Stay back!" And then it happens. The attacker understands what only criminals can comprehend. He has picked the wrong target. He quickly turns around. "What's wrong?" says your child as you get in the car. "Nothing. Nothing's wrong, honey. Everything is fine." Get a gun and master its use. The Self-Defense Shield from the USCCA will help you understand gun safety and self-defense. The USCCA Self-Defense Shield gives you education, training, and a tenacious legal defense. It's your path to become a responsibly armed American. Discover how a gun and your family are the perfect fit. Visit freegunguide.com. That's freegunguide.com.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
Do you have 2 minutes for a great tip concerning defensive firearms or the concealed carry lifestyle? Check out Into the Fray, a weekly video blog hosted by Kevin Michalowski, editor of Concealed Carry Magazine. Into the Fray covers every aspect of self-defense, from legal and ethical issues to the latest gear and tactics. Accurate, direct, and easy to share with all your friends. You can find every episode of Into the Fray at IntoTheFrayVideo.com. That's IntoTheFrayVideo.com.
We all hear the stories in the news. The good guy uses a gun to protect his family, and then he's the one arrested. Thanks to our court system, this happens a lot, and that's exactly what can happen to you unless you're fully prepared. But you're not alone. USCCA is here to help. Simply go to usccaonair.com to learn more about the education, training, and legal protection you need to become a responsibly armed American. With their education and training, you'll learn how to detect attackers before they see you, how to survive a mass shooting, exactly what to say to the police after an incident, and a whole lot more. With their legal protection, you'll get access to over $1 million in civil and criminal defense funds, the USCCA Critical Response Team, and a nationwide network of experienced attorneys. Plus, there's always a special bonus when you join. So head over to usccaonair.com right now to reveal what you can get for free today. It could be a free knife or even the chance to win a brand new gun. Just visit usccaonair.com to find out. Once again, that's usccaonair.com.
One warm summer day, Richard was grilling out with his family in the backyard of his suburban home. His brother stepped away to grab something from his car in the front yard and didn't come back. Feeling suspicious, Richard went to go check on him and was horrified by what he found. His brother was being beaten nearly to death in an attempted carjacking. Thinking quickly, Richard pulled out his gun and scared the attackers away. Then the police arrived, and Richard was arrested.
Are you freaking kidding me?
Pause there for a second. If this were to happen to you, would you know what to do? Would you know what to say to the police and what not to say? If you answered anything other than yes to these questions, you need to visit BeTheirProtector.com right now. There you'll find the USCCA's free guide, 6 things that could land you behind bars or help keep you out of them. Visit BeTheirProtector.com now and get your free copy of 6 things you didn't know would happen when the police arrive right now. That's BeTheirProtector.com. One more time, BeTheirProtector.com.
Back to Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
Segment 3, welcome back. Easter Sunday. And it's also, and I'm going to get myself in a whole lot of trouble here if I don't say happy birthday to my beautiful bride, my better half, who is, today is her birthday, and I failed to mention that at the onset of the program today. So she is visiting family in Ohio this weekend, and left me stuck with the kids. Just kidding, honey. Happy birthday. Happy birthday. We've already talked, but I did want to mention that. I didn't want to catch a boatload from my kids, nor from her, should they be listening today. So happy birthday. Happy Easter. It's a crazy, crazy start to this week, isn't it? Or I should say crazy end to this week, but the beginning of Easter weekend. So let me go back now. I've already got a couple emails pouring in, too, by the way. So hopefully I'll have time to get to them. If not, we'll get to them Sunday. California judge issued stay on magazine ban to protect gun owners. Let's go back to this briefly for a minute because there's a reason for this. I got a lot of emails going, why would he do that to his own ruling? Why would a judge find California's ban on high-capacity magazines or standard-capacity magazines, anything over 10 rounds, unconstitutional, then have that appealed to the Ninth Circuit, to a 3-judge panel of the Ninth Circuit's out there, only to have the 3-judge appeal agree with his ruling that it is, in fact, unconstitutional, and remand it back to that court for the final decision, for the final outcome, and then go back and reaffirm his original decision. Yes, it is, in fact, unconstitutional. Boom. And then, days later,
stay his own ruling in favor of gun owners. Why would he do that? Yeah, there's a reason for that. And a number of you wrote me emails asking me, Mark, why on God's green earth would a judge find that unconstitutional, have that three-judge panel affirm his decision, then come back to him, close it out with, yes, I am right, the three-judge panel agrees with me, and then issue a stay days later, a temporary stay, on his own ruling, during which hundreds of thousands of California residents bought magazines over 10 rounds legally during that time period. Why would he do that? I'll tell you why. Because it makes perfect sense for him to do so. Why? Because he knew that three-judge panel in his final ruling would be what? Sent right back to the Ninth Circus for an en banc hearing. And he knows that likely an en banc Ninth Circus ruling will, in fact, grant that stay. So follow me here. Walk with me here. And I want to thank Dean Weingarten, who I hopefully will see in just a few days in Indianapolis at the National Rifle Association convention. He's a great guy and a great writer. He did it, the judge did it, to protect gun owners, because he did, in fact, know that the Ninth Circus would obviously, or more than likely, put that requested stay in place, but do it on their terms. So what this guy did was, what Benitez did was, he found that to be unconstitutional, allowing people to purchase those constitutionally, the legal magazines, allowing California residents to buy them legally. And is hopeful that many of them got them legally, then he went ahead and he issued a stay and protected those magazines because they were legal during that period, which was April 5th. They had from March 29th to April 5th to buy those magazines and order them and do so legally and keep them legally in the state. Guess what the Ninth Circus would have done? They would have issued a stay too, and they would not have protected those individuals from a crime for ordering them during that same time period. Make sense? So that's what Benitez did. These are little nuanced things that you got to kind of get down in the weeds on and understand and realize, oh, hey, maybe there is a reason for that. Let me go to Dean Weingarten's piece. He had a choice, issue the stay under his conditions or have the Ninth Circuit issue the stay under their conditions. That pretty much says it all. I don't need to go any farther. That was it. So those of you who wrote in, that was a great question. I got a lot of emails to that effect. It doesn't make sense why this judge would do that. We discussed it on the program here on a number of occasions. And I did not realize at that point in time that nuance that Dean picked up on and wrote over at Ammo Land. April 18th, it was out yesterday. Go check it out. California judge issued stay on magazine ban to protect gun owners. So when you get down into the weeds like this required, you find out that Judge Benitez said, okay, listen, I'm going to give you a window. He was kind of winking at everybody. Go get him. Go get him. I'm going to give you time. And then I'm going to issue a stay before the Ninth Circus can get their hands on it and find you to be in possession of illegal contraband. I'm going to allow you to keep them. By issuing the stay, it rendered moot any appeal to the Ninth Circus, because he issued the stay himself, which is exactly what the defendants were going to accomplish, was to get, they wanted a stay and they were going to get one. So that it was a brilliant move on Benitez's part. Yeah, it was. And it went right over this radio host's head at that time until I saw Dean's piece. I went, oh, yeah, right on. Because we were questioning the same thing. Why would he do that? Well, guess what? It didn't take the lunatic lefties long to ask the same question, which is why I wanted to go back to California on this, because my research triage, it's just funny how all this ties together. It's not hard to do. It really, it's not a talent. Might be a skill. I don't know. Maybe. But there's a Bloomberg opinion piece out from a couple days ago. The NRA is wielding new firepower in the courts. The NRA is with these people. Hate just everything. They default right back to the National Rifle Association. In this case, Judge Benitez's decision is somehow NRA influenced. It's not. It's influenced by the Constitution and a federal judge who understands that. That we don't subjugate constitutional rights because a certain group of people don't like them. We don't do that in America. Popular will. That makes it sound like everybody wants this to be the case. That's not true. Popular will. It could be the popular will of a specific group. And that's what this is. The gun grabbers, the gun haters, the freedom haters, the unconstitutionalists, we'll call them, in America. And this piece was written about Benitez's ruling. That somehow he's an NRA shill. It refers to an 86-page decision in March by District Judge Roger T. Benitez, who we were just talking about, preventing the state of California from banning large-capacity magazines for semi-automatic firearms. But I want you to listen to the sarcasm and the elitism and the hatred with which this article was written. I'm not going to read you the whole thing, but I just want to give you a taste. In the process, the judge demonstrated both the reflexive gun worship associated with the National Rifle Association and why the NRA's grip on President Donald Trump and some of the federal judges appointed by him promises to wreak havoc for years to come. Now, I don't really have to go any further on this. I'm going to for a little bit. But that right there is evidence that we are winning. And we have Mr. Gottlieb on the Weekend Monster broadcast. And we talk about court victories. And Alan talks to us about judges. And we discuss what's going on at the Supreme Court. When you hear a statement like this, I'm going to read it again. In the process, let's start it from the beginning. In an 86-page decision in March, U.S. District Judge Roger T. Benitez prevented the state of California from banning large-capacity magazines for semi-automatic firearms. In the process, the judge demonstrated both the reflexive gun worship associated with the National Rifle Association, as opposed to their reflexive, oh my God, freak out, anti-gun reflexive response, my gosh, with the National Rifle Association, and why the NRA's grip on President Donald Trump and some of the federal judges appointed by him promises to wreak havoc for years to come. That statement right there tells you we are winning. When I come back after this break, I'm going to delve a little bit farther into it here on Good Friday as we close out this week. Back after this, don't go away.
We've all put ourselves in a potentially unsafe situation. Whether it's commuting at an odd hour, parking the car in that badly lit garage, or taking that nighttime run. So let's be real. We're not going to stop doing any of those things. The Taser Pulse Plus is here to help you approach every day with confidence and give you that backup if you ever need it. With an effective safety distance of up to 15 feet, delivering a 30-second cycle of muscular incapacitation, the Pulse Plus now has even more advanced safety features. It connects to the mobile safety app Noonlight to dispatch emergency services as soon as the Pulse Plus is triggered. No fumbling for the phone, no freezing up in fear. Pull the trigger and help is on the way. Protect yourself and your family with a leading brand in less lethal self-defense technology, Taser Self-Defense. Visit buy.taser.com and use the code AAR for 10% off the purchase of a consumer Taser device. That's buy.taser.com with the code AAR for 10% off.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear, and nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit crossbreedholsters.com today.
Tired of leather holsters not holding up to EDC? Wouldn't it be great if your holster fit multiple handguns? Let me tell you about 1791 Gun Leather. With 100% American heavy native steer hide, leather artisans handcraft distinctive 1791 Gun Leather into multi-fit IWB and OWB holsters. Order now and enjoy quality, versatility, and the pleasant leather aroma. Call 800-407-1791 or go to 1791gunleather.com for an affordable, distinctive holster that'll last a lifetime.
Do you have 2 minutes for a great tip concerning defensive firearms or the concealed carry lifestyle? Check out Into the Fray, a weekly video blog hosted by Kevin Michalowski, editor of Concealed Carry Magazine. Into the Fray covers every aspect of self-defense, from legal and ethical issues to the latest gear and tactics. Accurate, direct, and easy to share with all your friends. You can find every episode of Into the Fray at IntoTheFrayVideo.com. That's IntoTheFrayVideo.com.
The Gun Box is the ultimate, quick, and accessible handgun safe. Ideal for securing your firearm while not carrying on your person. Our cutting-edge technology and innovative safety features provide peace of mind while storing your handgun on the nightstand, desk, countertop, or anywhere you might need fast access. With a simple swipe of a finger, press of a custom key code, or the wave of an RFID card or fob, the Gun Box opens in seconds. Our modern design and sleek lines not only make it a great addition to any space, but is the perfect reason to bring your everyday carry gun out from hiding in the closet or the basement safe. Asking yourself, will my concealed carry weapon fit in the Gun Box? The answer is yes, as the Gun Box fits most full-size handguns with room to spare for extra magazines, a blade, and other items you carry for protection. The Gun Box was designed to be your go-to gun safe and is absolutely the best alternative for fast and reliable handgun storage. Visit us at thegunbox.com and use code AAR at checkout for 10% off any purchase of $259. Order your Gun Box today at thegunbox.com and use code AAR for 10% off.
Would you like to join a community of over 2 million like-minded people for free? Well, now is your chance. Just find the official USCCA page on Facebook and click like. You'll instantly be connected with thousands of like-minded folks looking for real talk on self-defense and freedom. Discuss hot topics, find great resources, and voice your opinion where it will matter. At the USCCA official Facebook page, you'll find everything you need for your concealed carry lifestyle. The USCCA on Facebook, community, resources, and so much more.
And now your host, Mark Walters.
Segment four already. Wow. Good Friday, my wife's birthday, Easter weekend, start of Passover, Holy Week. Busy week. I hope you all are looking forward to a great Easter weekend. I know I am. I know my wife is. It's been a long road, many of you know, here towing this line here at Armed American Radio Ranch and the Armed American Radio Studios and back at the ranch for the last couple, year and a half since October of 2017, as you know. With the whole breast cancer diagnosis and that whole thing that is now gone, thank goodness, and getting life back to normal. But we have a lot to celebrate here at Armed American Radio Ranch in the studios, and I hope you do too. And this is a great opportunity. Easter weekend is always such a great opportunity to reflect back on where you've been and where you're going. And we are doing both of those things here at Armed American Radio. I can promise you that. I hope you are as well. Back to the Bloomberg opinion piece. The gun haters are just, they're fried here. They hate the fact that Donald Trump can make a pick to the federal bench. They can't stand it. They hate it. And the opinion piece here from Bloomberg just proves my point. But the sarcasm and the elitism with which this opinion piece is written is astonishing. But, you know, all of it ties back to a gun hater, gun grabber. It's the National Rifle Association. I mean, that's just their default knee-jerk. Everything is National Rifle Association. Let me tell you something. National Rifle Association isn't influencing the people that these idiots think they are. People make their own decisions. They're not just pawns of the National Rifle Association. This judge happens to agree with the U.S. Constitution, something that these freedom-hating freaks can't stand. And when somebody, a strict constructionist, someone who interprets the Constitution the way it is written, does so, it's the NRA if the topic is firearms. So they prove in here me right multiple times, not the least of which was what I just read you in the previous segment, but this here, take a listen to this. 9 states and the District of Columbia have enacted some kind of ban on large capacity magazines. A handful of different U.S. courts of appeals have ruled that such bans are constitutional. So what is that set up? Because I've been telling you for so long, the Supreme Court's going to have to step up in here at some point in time. So they're going to have to step on up in here and make a decision on this. And the left knows what that decision will be with Trump appointing judges, whether it's other federal courts like Benitez or whether it's a Supreme Court decision. And they can't stand it. And they even admit in here that just because something might be popular somewhere doesn't mean that it somehow usurps the U.S. Constitution. But they throw a big but in there. There's a caveat there. But the Supreme Court's 28 Heller ruling, which for the first time established an individual right to firearm possession, as if we didn't already have an individual right to firearm possession. We did. We've had an individual right to firearm possession since the nation's foundings, hence why you could go to the gun store and buy a gun. The Heller decision was monumental for a number of reasons, not the least of which was it finally codified what we already know the Constitution says. But these lunatics, much like this Mueller group of boneheads led by these leftists, just cannot accept the fact that Hillary Clinton lost the damn election and that Mueller exonerated Trump. They just can't stand it. It's the same thing when it comes to firearms. They are so delusional that they will continue to put stuff like this out there and just prove people like me right, people that they hate. But they just make my point for me. Take a listen. The court's 28 Heller ruling, which for the first time established an individual right to firearm possession, acknowledged the legitimacy of gun regulations as a matter of tradition, law, and common sense. Of course, you have to dig into, and we don't have the time for this now, into the Heller ruling. This is yet another opinion piece that seeks to redirect and recreate a new narrative relative to Heller. The left has been doing it since it came out. They turned their greatest defeat ever in a courtroom in America, tried to turn it into a victory for gun control, and it failed. But they never stopped doing so. And they go on to try to prove that they're right by pointing to, quoting, nine states in the District of Columbia that have enacted some kind of ban, and a handful of different judges have found them to be constitutional, so we must be right, making the case for the Supreme Court of the United States to grant a case here cert. At some point, the Supreme Court is going to have to tackle this issue and shut these people down. Yes, you have a right to this firearm, and yes, this firearm has the ability to hold 30-round magazines, and yes, that is a constitutional right. That is going to happen. They know it, but the never-ending charge to redefine, if you will, and redirect the narrative is ongoing. In the Bloomberg opinion piece, they go on to lambaste this judge, Judge Benitez, as being basically a lackey or a shill for the gun lobby. He states that in making his ruling, he relies only on hard facts and reasonable inferences drawn from convincing analysis. But the entire ruling is a mockery of that standard. According to Bloomberg, it begins like a feature story in a gun publication, recounting lurid tales of crime victims who fired multiple shots in self-defense. They weren't lurid tales of crime victims. They were real people who used real guns with large capacity magazines to save their own skin. But notice the way it's written. It begins like a feature story in a gun publication, recounting lurid tales. Oh, I'm sorry. Those lives don't matter. To the Bloombergians here, those people could be dead. It wouldn't matter. Notably unstated, it says, however, is whether the stories have any bearing on a 10-round limit. They do, because the people used magazines that were over the 10-round limit to defend themselves with. And then they, of course, attack him for, and get this, casually dismissing the research of some of the nation's leading gun violence experts. You know who that is? That's the Bloomberg crew and their paid-for shills. They attack the judge for citing a dubious study claiming that there are at least 2.2 million defensive gun uses by civilians each year. That's a dubious study. There's nothing dubious about it. They're referring to Gary Kleck's study from the early 1990s that has yet to be refuted by anybody. In fact, I'm a member of that 2.2 million defensive gun uses. I'm a member of the 95% of that 2.2 million that never had to pull the trigger. and they claim it is widely disputed. Disputed by who? Them. Take a listen to the arrogance following this. Although his ruling will likely be overturned by a higher court. What higher court are we talking about? The Ninth Circus. That's why I started with Dean Weingarten's piece. See how this all ties together? Isn't it fun? Yeah, it's neat. You can see that when you read this stuff, you can see, ooh, look at that. Click, click, that's a puzzle piece. Let's put that together and take it to the airwaves today. Although his ruling will likely be overturned by a higher court, Benitez's trigger-happy logic may nonetheless be a harbinger. The National Rifle Association invested at least $30 million into Donald Trump. We've heard this on a... I don't even have to go into the rest, and I'm not going to. It's a waste of your time. What's important in this is the condescension with which this is written, the sarcasm with which it is written, and the elitism and the arrogance of which this is written by those who still believe that Donald Trump is an enemy of America and a foreign agent for Russia. The delusions continue. It's incredible. But the key statement here is, although his ruling will likely be overturned by a higher court, Benitez's trigger-happy logic may nonetheless be a harbinger. What this is referring to is exactly what we talked about that Dean Weingarten pointed out, that the reason Benitez did what he did was strictly so those individuals who did buy those could be protected because he understood that that statement is true. And the reason that statement is true and the reason that Bloomberg can make it is because Bloomberg opinion piece also understands that the Ninth Circus is, in fact, the liberal court it is that will likely overturn that. So this just highlights the brilliance of Benitez and his ruling. These are the things we pay attention to for you here on Armed American Radio's Daily Defense. I am Mark Walters, filling your prescription for freedom. A happy birthday to my beautiful bride. In addition to that, happy Easter. It's also Passover. Enjoy the rest of your weekend. Enjoy your Easter weekend, if you will. I hope you do. I know I'm going to spend some time, good quality time with your family. Until we meet on the Monster broadcast, which will be a solid dose of me because I'm giving everybody else the day off. Remember, carry on, carry often, carry absolutely everywhere. Never leave your cave without your club. Enjoy the rest of your day. Enjoy your Easter weekend, and I'll see you on the radio this weekend. Monster Cast. The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
What are you cooking tonight? Yo, what's up? This is AAR Shanto, and as you know, like Mark, I have a passion for our gun rights. I also have a passion for great cooking, and I want to invite you to my new Facebook page. There you will get to see and hear what's new in the culinary world. Just go to facebook.com/trythisdishradio or search for Try This Dish Radio on Facebook. Go to facebook.com/trythisdishradio, and remember, it's all about the food.
When seconds count, the police are minutes away, which means if your family's in danger, you'll become their first line of defense. Can you say with 100% confidence that you'll know what to do? What about the gun laws in your state? Do you know them? One wrong move and you'll be the one handcuffed in the back of a squad car. That's why hundreds of thousands of responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry Magazine for the latest on ever-changing gun laws and life-saving training drills. You'll get unbiased gun and gear reviews and read true stories from real people who carry every day. There's even a quarterly women's section with training and information designed specifically for the female shooter. This is important, which is why when you activate your subscription, you'll get 4 free chances to win a new gun. Just go to oneoffourguns.com. That's the number one of the number 4 guns.com right now to start your subscription and claim the chance to win the free gun of your dreams.